I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast, and I'm glad you could join us for netcast number 191. How cool is that? I kind of went right on by 190 and didn't notice that it was 190, but we're working toward that magic 200, and there's going to be something very special that happens then. We still don't know what. But then I don't know what goes on week to week, so that's okay, isn't it? You've come to expect that. At any rate, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Tech Podcast Network and Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. So, glad you could join us once again. Hope you're looking forward to some techiness. Because we have it here, as I said, it's here. Yes. Also, want to remind you that the promotion we're doing with GoToMeeting is just about over. This campaign is just about over. So, you have a narrow window of opportunity to take advantage of this awesome offer that we've been talking about here on the Netcast, and that is GoToMeeting. Now, you've heard me talk about GoToMeeting, the fact that I work with Citrix every day, that I know that it's a good, solid, dependable company with dependable technologies. But let me tell you, if you are looking to go to meetings and not have to fly and not have to stay in a hotel and not have to do all that mess, you can go to a meeting virtually. And of course, as I said, I'm the virtual dude, so hey, you gotta love that. At any rate, the cool thing about it is you don't have to get the hotel, the rental car, the flight, all of those things to go to a meeting. You just connect over the interwebs and you go to your meeting virtually. And that's what GoToMeeting's all about. It's simply the best there is. So check out this URL right here. And I know it's an odd URL. It's one of those bit.ly URLs, but just bear with it. It's okay. Write it down. It'll also be in the show notes. I encourage you to go to that link, and you'll have a 30-day, that's a whole month, free trial of GoToMeeting. Can't beat that with a stick, even a very long stick. So there. And as I say, this is probably the last netcast in this whole campaign that we'll be talking about GoToMeeting. So take advantage of it if you haven't already. Okay. Now, we're doing a whole, we got a lot to talk about. Lots of stuff happening. Sony, you've heard me talking. I've been talking about Sony and the PlayStation Network and all the outages. The cloud companies that are having outages. There's just a lot of stuff happening. Well, Sony finally got everything back online. All of their store, their network, all of their stuff is now back online. Now, it's not necessarily a happy ending. We'll get to that later in the netcast. But let's move on to our next item for right now. Windows 8. This week, Microsoft released a video talking about Windows 8 and describing Windows 8 and what it's going to look like. And basically, it's going to look like Windows Phone. I don't know. Okay? Is that a good thing? It's all tiley. It's tile-based. It's colorful and pretty and things flip and move and things like that. But I don't know that I want my operating system to look like a phone. Now, here's the thing. I'm a little concerned that businesses are going to accept an operating system that looks sparkly. Okay? We'll see. Next item, Google yanks infected Android apps. Now, this is the second time in 3 months that Google's had to take apps out of the Android market due to malware infections. Ugh. Sounds nasty, and it is. These people that write these malware programs and stick them into apps. Now, the list of apps, I looked at the list of apps. The folks that probably downloaded these apps, they may deserve to have some infections. You know what I mean? I mean, these apps were not your normal useful applications. Okay. So, who knows? Whoa! Yes, that's the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. And, of course, the Geek Software of the Week drum roll is telling us it's time for another Geek Software of the Week. And the Geek Software of the Week this week is Dexpo. Dexpo. At least that's how I think it's pronounced. It's a German company. So, but I think it's a twist on Depot and Expo. Dexpo. I don't know. That's best I know. That's what I'm going to go with. Dexpo. But here's the thing. I'm an open source kind of guy. See, Tux? Where's Tux? There's Tux. This side, not the other side. There's Tux behind me. Tux represents Linux. He represents open source. He represents the goodness of what could be. You know, maybe if Windows 8 is going to look so much like a phone, maybe you people will just say fooey on it and move to Linux. How cool would that be? But at any rate, Linux has always had something that I really liked, and that is the ability to have different virtual desktops. You can click like a little box down at the bottom and go to desktop 1, click on 2, go to desktop 2, and you can actually have different programs running on those different desktops and switch between them. So your multitasking computer could truly multitask. What a concept! So anyway, that has never been part of Windows. You can have multiple screens, and you can move things from screen to screen, but they're not separate desktops. So this software, Dexpo, gives you multiple desktops, virtual desktops, just like Linux has. And you can switch from desktop to desktop. And I've been using it at work this week, experimenting with it. And it's kind of cool. You can have your programs up, flip to another desktop. So like, let's say I'm managing Citrix over here. And then I click to desktop 2 and I'm managing VMware. And I click to desktop 3 and I'm managing Active Directory. You know what I'm saying? I've got all these screens up that apply to all those different products. And it works really well. Gotta like that. So, this is a very cool piece of software. It increases your work efficiency. Kind of goes without saying. It looks up to date and has a lovely design. This is what they say about themselves. Yes, it does, but strange. Fast setup, true. Plenty of features and easy to use. Yes, definitely. Very good. Can be expanded with plugins. Results in small memory footprint. Stunning 3D transition effects. Only if you want to use them. Cool. It does do some cool kind of neat stuff. I like it, but more sound effects. I'm getting into these sound effects. Anyway, so it's pretty cool. I like it. Okay, so I've been using it, enjoying it. There you go. Geek Software of the Week, Dexpo. Got the link in the show notes, and I put it up here too. Okay, Microsoft says, this is continuing. That's why I kind of stopped myself earlier. You may not have noticed that as I started talking about Windows 8, I kind of went, ah, because I knew this item was coming, and I knew that I was going to go, whoa, wait a minute, I need to talk about that in just a minute. I'm constantly having to organize my thoughts, and that's difficult. Microsoft says Windows 8 is for consumers. Business, hey, stick with Windows 7. See, that's what I think is going to happen. First of all, a lot of businesses still haven't moved off of XP. And believe me, it is time to move off of XP. Windows 7 is really good. Now, it's taken me, I've had to kind of swallow my pride and say, okay, yes, I admit Windows 7 is very cool. Never thought I'd say that about a Microsoft product. But anyway, But Windows 7 is good. So it would behoove you as a business to move to Windows 7. But then once you move to Windows 7, yeah, plan on staying there. Because Windows 8, I don't think your users are going to want to launch business apps from little tiny things. Ugh. See, the whole Windows 8 thing is that it does look like their phone, and it's really designed more for tablets, where you push your screen tiles and they do things and flip and look pretty. Anyway, using a mouse and a regular desktop, I just don't think it's going to be all that cool. You know what I'm saying? Just me, maybe? Just saying, but... Oh! Another Geek Software of the Week drum roll? What? Yes. There is. And you know why? It's not because Dexpo is doubly wonderful. It is pretty cool, but it's, you know, hey. No, this is a new feature. New category. And that is Geek Software of the Week Linux Edition. For all you open source folk out there and all you Linuxy folk out there, we have a Geek Software of the Week just for Linux. Now this one, I gotta admit, I was surprised. You know, Linux software, you pretty much gotta be a geek I'm trying to be kind here. The interfaces on a lot of Linux software is a little clunky. Sorry. But it's getting better. It's getting a lot better, which is why I finally decided, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and have a Geek Software of the Week for Linux as well. But this one really, really, really was amazing to me. This is called OpenShot. OpenShot is a video editor. Now, I use a video editor to put together this netcast. And it is the AVG4U video editor. So the AVG video editor. Excellent piece of software for Windows. But this OpenShot is very much like AVG editor. It's simple. It's clean. It has a great interface. It has a nonlinear editor. It does effects. It does transitions. I mean, this thing is awesome. And the guy that wrote it comes from a Windows software development background. You know, like a .NET developer. So the fact that he picked up Python as a programming language and he didn't know very much about Linux and then wrote this software, two things about that. One is, I think it makes the software look more Windows user friendly. But the other thing is, it's amazing to me that he's done as well as he has. Now this is version 1.3, so he's been developing in a while. But I mean, this thing is awesome. When I installed it under Ubuntu, and by the way, it's right out there in the Ubuntu Program Manager directory. You can just put in OpenShot, it'll find it, it'll download it. Now, I will say this. Once I installed it, once I started playing with it, once I started editing some video with it, and then I went to export the video, it said, wait a minute, you need some libraries. But it told me which libraries I needed, and it even took me to a website documentation launchpad documentation area where on the web it explained exactly how to install it very simply. And so I installed those libraries, and then I was able to export the video, and it was awesome. So I'm telling you, you really need to look into this. If you are looking for, see, my quest is to finally be able to get away from Windows altogether. And this particular piece of software has put me much closer to getting there. Because if I can do my video editing, I can already do my audio editing with Audacity, because that's the same on Windows and Linux. I can do my video editing now with OpenShot. And LibreOffice is my office package. I use that the same way both in Windows and Linux. I mean, it's getting to the point I'm going to be able to actually fully switch over and not lose any functionality of what I need to do. So that's pretty neat. So we're getting pretty close, folks, and it sounds like just in time, because Windows 8, you know, I just don't know about Windows 8. Now, they may prove me wrong, and I may get it and play with it and go, woo, this is cool. But I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, next item. We started out on a high note that Sony had been able to bring their site back. Guess what? They got hacked again. Oh, my. You know, those folks, their systems folks are probably pulling their hair out right now. I mean, really. Speaking of hair, I'll digress for just a moment here. My hair, as you've noticed over the last few netcasts, has gotten weirder and fluffier and poofier and I don't know. Somehow, one way or the other, today, first weekend in June, as I record this, I'm going to go get a haircut. It's going to be my summer haircut. So the next time you see me, I may be almost bald. Maybe not quite, but you say summer haircut? Don't you get a haircut more often than once every quarter of a year? Well, no, I don't get it cut that often. I just don't like getting haircuts. It's just something about haircuts. Something about the process of getting a haircut. I just don't like it. You're sitting there in the chair, and the person is messing with your hair and cutting and whacking and asking you inane questions. So what do you do for a living? I'm a computer system administrator. Now you can tell from their expression that they go, oh man, I don't know anything about that. So they go, computers, huh? I use a computer. I go to Facebook. And so I go, well, that's nice. You know, it's not like I'm going to get into a discussion of the latest GPU, you know? Or what do you think about moving from IPv4 to IPv6? Are we ready for that transition? You know, I'm just not going to talk to them about things like that. Because they're going to go, what? So, I just have a hard time with those things. You know, sitting there trying to be sociable and just not really being, not having my heart in it. So, anyway. But today's the day. Today, I go get a haircut and maybe even a beard trim. Yes. So I may look very, very strange next time. Anyway, Sony, they got hacked. They got hacked, and they got hacked to the tune of 1 million more users' data being lost, hacked, gotten into, whatever you want to call it. They include the name, the password, the email address, the date of birth, the home address. In other words, pretty much everything was taken. And the people that did it because they wanted to show that how easy it was to compromise the data. And poor old Sony, I mean, they just got their network back up. They get hacked again. I mean, you know, this chain of events that we've been seeing with people getting hacked and cloud services going down and all that, people are going to get to where they just don't trust these things. And that's not good. Okay? So, hang in there, all you cloud providers and network providers. Tighten up your security. Do better. Otherwise, we won't have anything to talk about when it comes to tech news, because we'll all be going, well, everybody just dropped tech and went out and got into the sunshine and looked at the flowers and the birds. Which isn't necessarily a bad idea, by the way, but, you know, hey, I don't do netcasts about flowers and birds. They're pretty. I don't know much else what to say. Anyway, that's about all I've got to say on tech this week, too. But I'm off to get a haircut. So, join me next time when I may look very different. And until then, remember that the doctor is out of here.